May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, Lord God, our Savior. Amen. Please be seated.
Amen.
Okay, next week is Palm Sunday, which ends the Lenten season and begins Holy Week. The gospel for next week is the Passion of Jesus Christ. Holy Week is a very solemn time of year, and that's when we focus on our Lord's Passion. Now, today I want to focus on another definition of the word passion. When we have a passion or are passionate about something, we experience an intense yearning or a desire. Do you ever wonder what Jesus was passionate about? What God is passionate about? Well, the answer is very easy. It's us. We are God's passion. Because of God's intense love for us, heaven and earth came together and Jesus entered the world. He taught about divine love and heavenly forgiveness. Jesus challenged us to love others as we love ourselves. And he promised everlasting life with our loving Creator. God made a covenant with five Old Testament patriarchs. Noah. God would never again destroy the world with a flood. Abraham. I will make you a father of a great nation. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Moses, if the Israelites obey the commandments, they will be a special treasure to God above every other nation. Then King David. God made a royal covenant with King David, stating that the descendants of his house would rule over Israel forever. The fifth covenant, which we heard today, is in the reading from Jeremiah and was very different and much more personal. God dissolved all the other covenants and initiated a new and individual covenant written in the hearts of his people. God promised he would be their God and they would be his people. He would always forgive and remember their sin no more. Jesus' good news was a new covenant. He proclaimed that all people, not only Jews, were included in this covenant. Because of his promise, St. Paul professed, nothing could separate us from the love of God. God loves us no matter how far we fall from grace or from goodness. When we feel apart from God or do not feel the Almighty presence in our lives, it's not that God moved away from us. It is because we pushed ourselves away from God. How many times have we turned away from God for a self-serving reason? Nevertheless, God never gives up on us. God waits for us, and as we turn our lives over, we can feel his divine encouragement and strength to help us make things right. Jesus Christ proved that he would rather go to hell to find us, his lost sheep, than reign in heaven without us. That is what covenantal love is all about. John's gospel occurs after Jesus' grand entrance into Jerusalem before the Last Supper. A group of Greek Gentiles asked to speak with him. These Gentiles had no understanding of a Jewish covenant with God. So it was a perfect opportunity for Jesus to talk about the new covenant that God made with all people. He explained the crucifixion would be the covenantal sacrifice, the seal, and the resurrection would confirm that this divine promise included all of humankind. We need to be conscious of God's love. God's love for us is not just a nice story that we hear in church. We need to believe and we need to trust this love, even if we are unsure how it affects our lives. God became man, lived among us, taught, and died to prove God's devotion to us. God's love is real, it is powerful, and it's everlasting. But how sad would it be if God's love for us was unrequited? We return God's love by allowing divine love to affect everything in our lives. We show passion for God by being passionate about His people. We should combine our passion for God with our personality, with our experiences, with our spiritual gifts. Some people's love for God and humanity may be energetic and outwardly displayed. They're the ones who go out and, you know, just go to leper colonies. You know, they do all this incredible work, while others are quiet and reverent. For some, it's only their relationship with God is known by God alone. But the danger we have to avoid is apathy toward God and His people. Every day we hear about so much evil in the world, but there is more goodness than bad. We must actively demonstrate goodness, love, and respect for the world. Therefore, be passionate about your God. Be infatuated with God. Be enthusiastic about your faith and rejoice that you are in a divine love affair with God. Bring Christian zeal into the world and let the world say of us, look at those Christians. See how they love one another. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.